Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's do this. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM or 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Steve Sparky, five for Charlie Usen, producing the show. Joining us now, he is Andy Herman of the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, weekday mornings from 8 to 9 here on The Fan. Good afternoon, Andy.
Sparky, it is great to be chatting with you. How you doing, my friend?
Doing all right. Doing the show from home, surrounded by my four Christmas trees in my living room. Life is okay. We're okay here. Let's talk about this Packers football team going into this game against Philadelphia. Sunday after they lost, I was furious. I was just like, there's just no way they're beating Philadelphia. I went to sleep Sunday. I woke up Monday. I was furious. There's no way they're beating Philadelphia. It's now Friday. I'm not as hip to the idea of them getting blown out anymore, but I'm still struggling to see how they beat Philadelphia at this point. Help me, Andy Herman.
That's a great question. That's a great call for help. Here's how I believe these things to be. Obviously, if we all knew the predictions, we would be very rich people at this point. I believe Philly has more avenues for success in this game. I think that Green Bay could do some things right, and Philly still wins. I think if this is a low-scoring game, Philly could win. I think if this is a high-scoring game, Philly can win. If Philly wins the turnover battle, they're going to win. If Philly has more explosive plays, they're probably going to win. I think Green Bay needs to play, obviously, their brand of football. Josh Jacobs needs to have a good game. They probably need to win the turnover battle in some capacity, at least be plus one. They probably need to at least keep the explosive plays somewhat even. They can't get off to a bad start. There's going to have to be some conditions, in my opinion, for Green Bay to win this game. That being said, and I know that the week one game is wonky. It's week one for both teams. Both teams feel like totally different teams from where they were at that point in the season. But this is a team that, regardless of whether it's been against Minnesota, Detroit, Philly, they've been there. I know some of these games are, you know, having to come back, specifically the two Minnesota games, maybe weren't quite as close as you would like them to be. Green Bay, or as maybe the score would indicate, I should say, Green Bay went into Detroit, and that game could have easily gone in either direction. Unfortunately, Detroit gets the best of that. But Green Bay can hang with these teams. It's just, can they get off to a stronger start? Can they finish a little bit better? And can they take their attention to detail and turn it from like a four to like an eight or a nine and not have all those self-inflicted wounds? So Philly has more opportunities to win. They're going to have more avenues for victory. But do I think Green Bay can go in there, play a really good game, and just come away with a win? I really, really do.
I am concerned, Andy Herman, that Matt LaFleur is going to go away from the run game in this game. That's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned that either they can't get it going early and he's just going to abandon it and it's going to be Jordan Love slinging it all over the place, or it is going to work early and often in that first drive and they'll see some success and then he'll abandon it and it will take them maybe to the second half to get back to running the football again with Josh Jacobs. There's just a lot of talk swirling here about Jordan Love has to be more aggressive. He has to take more shots. They have to stretch the field more. All of this conversation, all of this talk happening right now, I think Matt LaFleur hears it. I think Jordan Love hears it. I think Jordan Love probably lobbies to let him throw it more like they did in the second half of last year, especially going in that Cowboys game when he was able to sling it all over the place. And if we're being honest, I think the Packers' best chance at success is to still have Jordan Love throw that ball 20 to 25 times and rely on that ground game for the Packers.
Yeah, I think you're right in the fact that the Packers' best opportunity for success is if they're balanced, and this is a Josh Jacobs-led performance, and they can continue to kind of do that and lean on that through a huge chunk of the game. What I will say, though, is I'm less nervous about it because there's going to be two conditions to this that if they're true, Green Bay just doesn't win this game anyway. If Green Bay doesn't get off to a good start in this game and Philly's just up 14-3 and they follow the same script that they've lost all these other games this season, like Green Bay's just going to lose the game. So it's already, to me, a prerequisite that Green Bay does not get off to that bad start and has to play from behind and try to play catch up. That's just not going to be an avenue for success in all likelihood for Green Bay in this game. And so that would be one way that they get away from Josh Jacobs. The second thing that I will say is if Green Bay does want to win this game, it's going to take an efficient Jordan Love, regardless of whether it's that they're staying balanced, regardless of even if it is Green Bay a little, being a bit more aggressive on offense and letting him rip the ball a little bit more. Either way, Jordan needs to be efficient in this game, and we need good Jordan Love. I don't think you're going to get away with a 14 of 27 performance for 180 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Like, that's just not going to get it done in this game. So to me, two prerequisites are a good start and a really good Jordan Love in this game. If you don't get those two things anyway, they're probably not winning. You would love to see that with a balanced rushing attack as well. But to me, it is almost like if things aren't going well and Josh Jacobs isn't getting the ball, we probably already know how this game is going.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Talking with Andy Herman, the Pack-A-Day radio show weekday mornings from 8 to 9 here on The Fan, right before the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thundernellis from 9 to 11. Of course, Pack-A-Day podcast, which is amazing stuff. You can check all that out as well. Download your favorite apps at or download your favorite podcasts at. Let's talk a little bit about defense. There's been a lot of talk. Dan Orlovsky was talking about it yesterday. Peter Bukowski and him went back and forth a little bit on social media as well about Edger and Cooper kind of being the key to this Packers defense coming up on Sunday afternoon. That's a lot of pressure for a rookie who has missed some time throughout the year to be, I don't know if I'm going to say perfect, but he almost has to be perfect mentally and be in the right spots where he's supposed to be so they don't give up big plays.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit this morning. Here's the really good news. Like, Edgerton Cooper is going to make a couple plays in this game, per usual, that are going to make you go, wow, and he's going to have a really positive impact in this game on a couple different occasions. I'm very confident in saying that. What you need to avoid is him getting out of his gap, being over-aggressive, trying to attack things, to try to go make that star-studded play, but maybe end up leaving a gap open or, again, his lane or alley susceptible to a cutback, which when you're going against a running back the caliber of Saquon Barkley, you have to be really sound in what you're doing. Everyone has to be, because if there's any little crease, if there's any little alleyway, Saquon Barkley is going to make you pay, and he's usually going to make you pay in a pretty significant way. You go back and watch the game against Chicago, and this is sort of the game that we saw from Edgerton Cooper in this one. Still a very big net positive. He was my highest graded player in this game. I think he was PFF's as well on defense.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Green Bay, and you see some of those plays still, the tackles for loss, the plays where he's getting to the running back where you didn't think he had any chance when the play started, yet somehow he's almost teleporting to the ball, and it's just really incredible to see. But there was another handful of plays where he's a little bit out of position, is a little bit over-aggressive, and just needs to kind of play within himself. And we've heard Matt talk about that this week in his press conference as well. So I think that's going to be a really important aspect, is do your job first and then let that amazing athleticism take over. Don't try to do too much. Don't try to go make that superstar play. Just do your job, and then when the ball comes back to you, then is when you can kind of go make those special plays. So I think that's going to be a key for Edgerton Cooper in this one.
This is the thing. I think he has to have a huge impact in this game. He has to have two or three tackles for losses. He has to have a sack. Maybe he gets a turnover created. Because I don't know if there's anybody else on the field that can impact a game as much as he can. And if you're going to upset a team like Philadelphia, somebody's got to play at that level.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I mean, it's crazy already that besides Xavier McKinney, he's probably the biggest, most impactful player. And because teams kind of stay away from Xavier McKinney now, and because a lot of times Xavier McKinney's playing that deep safety, sometimes his impact is mitigated just simply because, you know, teams are staying away from him, and or the ball just doesn't get as deep in the field as he is playing, whereas Edgerrin Cooper is almost involved on every single play. So the impact that Cooper has the ability to have is a little bit more exponential than what McKinney is just based on their positions. And we are seeing him involved in almost every single play, and we know what he's capable of. If he comes out and has an A-plus performance in this one, it's going to go a long way in mitigating not only Saquon Barkley, but Jalen Hurts and some of the things that he's doing with his legs, not to mention some of the deficiencies that Green Bay's had over the middle of the field defensively. Like, Edgerrin Cooper can solve a lot of those ills when he's playing really good football. Same thing with Quay Walker. If he's playing his best football that we saw, assuming he plays in this one right before he got injured, that would be huge as well. If you're seeing some of those deficiencies and they're attacking those linebackers, hitting the middle of the field like a lot of teams have had success doing, and Saquon Barkley's running wild and Jalen Hurts is able to get to where he wants to with his legs, it could be a very long day at the office for Green Bay's defense.
Talking with Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day Radio Show, weekday mornings 8 to 9 here on The Fan. He joins us on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Let's talk a little bit about the return of Evan Williams and what that means for this defense. My concern, I have lots of them, but one of my other concerns going into this game is they play this thing passive and conservative. They're only rushing four. Maybe once in a while you get five. And they're going to dare Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley to kind of, you know, go 5 yards here, 7 yards there, and march their way down the field. With Evan Williams back, how does that change the aggressive nature that Halfley can play with? Or is it all about Jaire Alexander not being in there that dictates everything?
No, I think what really is going to dictate is the fact that they, you know, what you kind of just described is really what they did for a large chunk of that first game against Philly. And it was not successful. They were really trying to limit, obviously, Saquon Barkley as a runner, but they were really trying to make sure that Jalen Hurts was not going to win with his legs and that he was going to have to win with his arm. Unfortunately, he consistently won with his arm in that game. I think there's probably a little bit of regret that maybe they didn't come after him a little bit more and try to get him off of his spot and try to make him, you know, just kind of make some mistakes. And when you have a quarterback that hasn't played in almost a month and is coming off the concussion and some other injury issues, I think you have to pressure him. I think you have to try to get him to make some mistakes. Now, you don't want to live in A.J. Brown one-on-one situations or Devontae Smith one-on-one situations. You're going to have to be careful when you do some of that stuff. But I think they can't just let him navigate the pocket and be calm and not pressured the way that really kind of went about week one, and he just kind of picked them apart. So I think they are going to be a bit more aggressive. As far as Evan Williams, what I'm excited about with Evan is the fact that when you have him back there, it kind of solidifies the entirety of the defense, meaning you don't really have to rotate Javon Bullard around. You can just keep Evan and Xavier at safety if they want to go that route, which I think they should and hopefully will. And then Javon Bullard can just be your slot guy in this game. You don't have to move him from safety to slot. And then you don't have to move Keyshawn Nixon between slot and outside. You can just keep him outside. So in your base defense, you've got Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine on the outside, Evan Williams and Xavier McKinney at safety. And then Nickel comes, and all you have to do, you don't have to shift anyone around. You just have to be able to put Bullard in the slot in that situation, and you're good to go. I think that sets Green Bay up for a lot of success. I also think it gets you Evan Williams and Javon Bullard as a lot of, the guys that are coming up helping in the box with Saquon Barkley, which I think then allows you to keep Xavier McKinney in that deep safety to help with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I think everything just kind of gets a little bit more solidified and makes a little bit more sense in that secondary when Evan Williams is out there.
All right, Andy, here's the question of the day for me. You're Brian Gutekunst. You're the general manager. How aggressive do you want to see Matt LaFleur be on fourth down calls in this game?
Yeah, no, I want him to be ultra aggressive. I want them to come out with the old moniker, the all gas, no break. I don't necessarily totally agree with the idea that Green Bay's playing with house money. They're going to win a game. Like, they're eliminated from the playoffs if they lose this game, obviously. And I think there's a level of disappointment that comes along with that, regardless of what the expectations and the Pottawatomie Sportsbook line are in this one. You're going out there to win. And I think you have to take it to Philly. I don't think you can play scared. I think you have to play aggressive, trust your guys. And I think if Matt goes goes out there and plays free and says, I'm going to trust you guys. We're going to go for it. We're going to be aggressive in this game. I think that allows the players to loosen up a little bit, just play their best brand of football, and that's how I think you win this game against Philly. I don't think it's by being passive and not taking chances.
All right, Andy Herman, what's your prediction?
I'm going Green Bay. Like we said this morning, we talked about it this morning, I went Green Bay by a point. Like I said, I think Philly has more avenues for success, but you know, I don't know if this is the Doctor Strange holding up one finger and there's one out of like a trillion chances and you get the one that goes right, but I'm hoping that this one's going to be the one that goes right. Packers win by one.
See, I told y'all he was a lot more positive of a person than I am in general in life, and he held to his moniker, and he picked him as well. Mason Crosby, I think. Did Mason Crosby pick him to get smoked, I think, on his show earlier today when he called in, when he was on the show. So, yeah, interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day Podcast, and I'm sure you will be a busy guy this weekend and after the game.
Yeah, we definitely make sure to check out Pack-A-Day Podcast wherever you get your favorite podcast. And, of course, we'll break everything down on Monday on the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Excited for that as well.
8 to 9 Monday morning on a green and gold Monday. Hopefully a victory Monday as well. Andy, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too, Sparky. We'll talk to you soon.